JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we talk about our heritage sites. How important are they and what's their significance? We answer those questions in a few. Also, we tell you about the independence activities for Monday, August 3. These and more coming up. Stay with us. How important are our heritage sites?
The heritage sites around our country are the living examples of that history and heritage that our people were involved in. So the sites are very important in that they are the physical representation of the heritage, the physical representation of the past.
Technical Director of Archaeology at the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, Doric Gray. Jamaica has over 2,000 heritage sites, and it is important for us to visit them to learn more and become better familiar with our country's rich history. Mr. Gray says while it is important to visit the sites during the periods of emancipation and independence, Jamaicans, particularly children, should visit these sites frequently in a bid to preserve the nation's heritage. Our heritage sites include, but are not limited to, sugar works, statues and memorials, special communities, railway stations, parks and gardens, national heroes sites, mineral spas, lighthouses, historic schools and districts, great houses, free villages, courthouses, clock towers, churches, cemeteries, caves and bridges.
Here we have hundreds of artifacts being stored on behalf of our people, and many of our people have never seen them. We need to organize some programs or so on for them so we can show what the Heritage Trust and the other organization, what we have in store protecting for our people.
Technical Director of Archaeology at the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, Doric Gray.
Come everybody, make it time the line.
Every town, square, village and business will come alive as we celebrate proud and free Jamaica 53. Decorate your space with the national colors and follow the fashion theme. Bandana with denim, catch the fashion, redeem to win special awards. Media houses and the diaspora can also win Spirit of Independence Awards. Competition run from July 15 to August 15. To enter, submit 6 photographs by July 31 to jcdcfestival2015@gmail.com. Call the JCDC at 926. 6572629 for details.
A celebration time. Here is what's happening near you on August 3 for our independence celebrations. Independence Village continues on Monday at noon with the Anti-Roche Festival. In the evening at 8 p.m., the Fashion Greets Music Festival will get on the way. Also, the festival bandwagon will be passing through Clarendon in Thompsontown and Maypen. In Hanover, the bandwagon will roll through Green Island, Lucy, Sandy Bay and Hopewell. For St. Anne, Brownstown, Claremont, Ocherius and St. Anne's Bay, the bandwagon will also be passing your way. And Kingston and St. Andrew, the bandwagon will pass Harbourview, Wynwood Road, St. William Grant Park on Orange Street, Slipe Road, Cross Road and Retirement Crescent. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for all the details. Vision 2030 seeks to ensure that our children's children can continue to enjoy the unique environment and cultural treasures of our island home. Here's a drought alert tip from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management.
Choose appliances that are more energy and water efficient. Consider purchasing a low-volume toilet that uses less than half the water of older models, especially in commercial buildings.
And for today's child tip.
I believe the children are our future.
Keep things positive. Kids don't like to hear what they can't do. Tell them what they can do instead. Celebrate successes and help children and teens develop a good self-image. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.